Okay, Baisai. Let us start. Okay, as you know, we've been having a little mini series here on Krona Shilas. So actually, the Shilas we didn't get to last week was davening Til B'tzibur or davening Masikin, which is Adif, which is Negev Shtikl. In these times, people don't have a minyan. So the question is, should they make an effort to daven to daven the seeking, and thereby at least having the benefit of the seeking? Is that equal to tefillah b'tzibur? So famous Berlachet says that those that are zahir to say Krishna to b'seeking, then they can even say Krishna and daven b'chidus, even though they don't have a minyan. It brings Zeraya. He says gedol mizu amru. The Mishnah in Brachas, Yorah Litval, Miyoch Lal, Viskasa, is Velikrois, Ashloi Tehan, it's Achama, Yal, Viskasa, Viyikra, Vimla, Viskasa, Mayim, Viyikra. If you get out of the mikvah, and he's not over there for Tfilas Ezra, and you get out and cover himself before the time of Netzachama, then he should do that by all means. If not, he should cover himself in the mikvah and say Krishna in the mikvah. So he says this, and the Mark says that's talking about Al Tzvasikin. That the Shreigayim Krishna in Hanetzacham, which Derech Agav from that Mishnah, the Ben Yonah says that Krishna is Betzim, a Vesikin is a Mayil in Krishna. Okay, but that's not for now. Maybe next week in Shir we'll talk about that. Ha'akapanim says the Beralacha. So you see from here that Vesikin, Daim Vesikin is Daicha Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because he's already not davening Tefillah B'Tzibur over there. Now the question is though, no, so the question is though, fine. But what do you see from there that maybe he's gonna daven afterwards? Maybe he's gonna say Shema, and he'll daven Shemoneh Esrei afterwards, B'Tzibur. So because obviously he's not gonna daven in the mikveh anyway, because you can't daven. You know, you can say Krishna by just covering yourself with your hands. Libe mafsik bein. Is the erva libor, but for Shemoneh Esrei you have to be wearing clothes anyway. You're not davening Shemoneh Esrei over there. So the question is, where does the Mishmur see from there that v'sikin is other than tefillah b'tzibur? So chayra could be what he means, say like this, because in Siman Samach Vav there's a dion whether if a person has a shayla of saying tefillin with Shemoneh Esrei or tefillah b'tzibur. You know, he doesn't have tefillin. So she and the tzibur is davening. So she daven with them without tefillin, or should he wait? And after davening, someone will loan him a pair of tefillin. So he says that Zok the Mishabura, it means that Bogan Avram, that it's better to not daven tefillin b'tzibur. It's better. I'm sorry. It's better to wait after tefillin b'tzibur. In other words, davening with tefillin is odif than tefillin b'tzibur. So Mela, if we see that davening Krishma without tefillin, right, in the mikvah, he's not wearing tefillin, stama. And therefore, if we see that Krishma without tefillin is, v'sikin is other than Krishma without tefillin, we're saying Krishma v'sikin is other than saying Krishma with tefillin, which that's made edesheka b'atzmai. So chayra, kol shekein, it's better than davening with tefillin. And therefore, in that we see is davening with tefillin is other than tefillah b'tzibur. So it must be that v'sikin, you make the cheshbon, do the math, it must be that v'sikin is also other than tefillah b'tzibur. Now, the question is, the Mishmaru over there says, those are zahir. Shazhirim, then they could daven v'sikin and not worry about tefillah b'tzibur. The question is, what is the svara of why is the dafka someone who's zahir? The Chayyarav, there's a Maila in Vesikin. Vesikin is Adif over Tefillah B'Tzibur, then it shouldn't be Dafka, somebody who always davens Vesikin. So, in the Dershah, they bring down that Rabbi Yashiv and Yibbol Chaim Tovim, Chaim Kanevsky, they both held that there was no difference, Taka, between someone who's Ruggle or not. And I saw And the sefer that the Rishon explains was Mishnah saying Hazahirim b'Vesikim. Why is he not going to say those that are Zahir? So he says he means that only Heter, not Daven Tehillah B'Tzibur, is for someone who's dying Vesikim because of the Ma'ariv of Vesikim, but not that someone that punk was up all night. They find himself by Vesikim. Okay, so instead of this will just daven, he'll daven up, and this will be able to sleep the rest of the day. So you don't have to worry about davening. A guy like that, there's no hatter. Even though that Sefer Avnei Yashveh, he says that why should that necessarily be? If this is a Maila, then the Chariot should make a difference what your intention is. So, Akapanim, although they do mean that Mishem Mishem Zalman, that the reason why you need Afka someone that's Zohir is because then it's like a net of a Kabbalah's mitzvah. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah says that adds to the cheshbon. And therefore, a guy always does it. And one day he doesn't have a minion, he could have a mesikin without a minion. He says, Zakr Rosh Hashanah, that's the pshat. Maybe it's a guy once a month. Rosh Chodesh, he davens a mesikin. That's his kvitz. So then, since the svar is al neder, so then even if a guy doesn't do it regularly, mamish, but he has some type of kvitz on it, then he'd have the same heter. That would be derech afil b'tzibur. I saw interesting in the Emek Bracha, he brings down from the Sefer Urias Oil on the Sefer Oil Ma'ed that he tines that the Tfil B'tzibur is not a Chiyuv Gomer. It's not a Chiyuv Gomer, it's just a Maila. And therefore, it's a big Maila, but it's not a Chiyuv Gomer. Because like the Gemara said, then Kadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'Tfilas HaShorabim Vadas Gaval Gamayla, but it's not a Chiyuv. Now, you also bring the interesting from the Chavah. No, therefore, and that's once explained the Mishnah why Vesikin is Adif over Tfil B'Tzibur, because according to some Mishnah B'Tzibin a Chiyuv, back upon him, but because Tfil B'Tzibur is not a Chiyuv, then you can understand more. Why it should be derech atil? Why Vesikin is derech atil b'tzibur? It brings that interesting chavis yar that says they were not matir amiro nachri, for the sake of til b'tzibur. Even though we say shvus to shvus, for example, makom mitzvah is mutter, but for til b'tzibur, the chavis yar says they're not matir it. And kiddur though we discuss other times in Moshe Shita is that. That Tfil B'Tzibur is Takar Chiv, but that's Yesh Laden. Now, Kapani also brings that interesting a sefer, Krach Shol Raimi. It's an early Achron, and he says that also the same idea, that Tfil B'Tzibur, Ein Lo Zeche Ben Mitzvahs, a film of Rabbanan. He writes an interesting thing, V'day Lonu Maida Tmua Kamatamar of Nachman, Rabbi Yaisi, I think it was, Kesham Allah, then it was a Gemara that was Zion and Bez. Chesem Alf and Brachas, Rav Nachman didn't come to shul, so he asked him, why did you come? And he said that he couldn't make it, so he asked him, why don't you make a minyan at home? He didn't want to trick people. Why don't you at least send a shliach? They should tell you, you should have him b'shash shasim mispalim. And he told him, my kula hai, what's the big deal? And he told him that the Kishmach was not my, it's Shurabim. So Chari Zifim did, it's not a Chiyiv. Otherwise, why did Rav Nachman say, if it's a Chiyiv, then what was Rav Nachman's Tmiyah? Well, Maisa, if you look at the Mabit, which David Baruch brings down over there, the Mabit is a fairish knowledge like that. The Mabit learns that the Svar of Nachman was that there was a Vada Tzibur, he wouldn't have had a Shaila why he's nudging about Tfil B'Tzibur. But over there, he already explained why he couldn't make Tfil B'Tzibur. Elamai, the Shaila is Seder. But he should have a shliach tell him when they're going to start davening, and he should start davening with them. And then he says, okay, what's the big deal? If it was mancha, see if we smile them, that's not such a big deal. That's what my bit learns the Gemara. Agaparam smel, you don't see from my bit, you don't see from that Gemara that Tfil B'Tzibur is not necessarily a chiyuv. Now, okay, we already mentioned. Oh, it's the Derech Aga from this my bit, you see. I saw that they put out for Russia Vice a whole country on Cornish Islands. He discusses Zman Shatzib Mispalim, and he says that he had a chiddush over there. You want to tie him? You don't need to have 10 people in one place. As man shasim mispalim is the pshat. As long as you have 10 yichidim, they're all davening at the same time. So in other words, you don't have a minion. You want to organize that all your friends, 10 of your friends, are all davening at the same time. You want the time you had the milo of man shasim mispalim. From this mapit, where he says the lashon, it's clear that he says like this. He discusses the whole concept. As man shasim mispalim, he writes. What did he answer him? They told him, "Anis losach cha Hashem eitz ratzon." That when is the eitz ratzon? It's not just shasim mispalim. He says, he ties into the pasuk that anis filosim my too, which is filos yachid yesh lo yaisem ma'ilim aimer b'shashasim mispalim meshmais kaz b'shashasim Hashem eitz ratzon climax filosim hanemeres b'yachid he megas elach Hashem kishinemeres eitz ratzon. When's that? B'shashasim mispalim. How do you know that's an eitz ratzon? Because the Gemara says, also in that, but Gemara says, he said, "Madu basi ve'inish karasi ve'inayin." Hashem says, when he comes and he doesn't find 10 people, he says, "Well, why did I come?" So you see that mabit that the shash hashim mispalim is dafka when is actually 10 people in one place, not just them 10 random people in different countries, in different cities, different states that are diving together. That's called b'zman hashim mispalim. Now, okay.
According to Rav Moshe Svara, Rav Moshe holds that there's an inyan to get your tefillah miskabel as much as possible, right, like Rebbe spoke about last week, 2 weeks ago. Right. So l'chayr, this idea of shasim mispalim should be a chiyuv, because like he explained,
it should be the same chiyuv. He means
same level chiyuv, because it's eitz ratzon. You have to be mishalov to do whatever you can.
Any ishtadlus that will make it better, you should have a chiyuv. This very much it's good aura. So far, this bit might not agree with that. Okay, excellent aura. Okay, shkaya. Now,
okay.
So may lefize fee all that. So it's partial l'chayr. The guy doesn't have a minion. Avadi ishtakim ishtadl v'sikin. And we see the Gval Gemayla of Tula Besikin, the Fimish Shabura, certainly some of its Ruggle, you see that it's Eich Tula Betzibur, and maybe if you're Yashim Chaim Kenevsky, even some that's not Ruggle, it's even Eich Tula Betzibur. So that's partial. The guy doesn't have minion of Adi, should try it down to Besikin. Question is, though, let's say he has some type of makeshift minion. He has one of these minion marpesot. Okay, Yoni might be happy with me. I'm talking about minion marpesot. Sorry, Yoni. But, let's say he has one of these mepesim miyanim we have in Eretz Yisrael, or backyard miyanim, which is not pashut that it's a minyan, because you have to rely on the fact that you see each other, which maybe because mishmur is not chadchila, or in a case, let's say, where it's not the mamish all seeing each other, and the only way being mishtatif is ayidei, they all see the chazan. In that case, it's not so pashut that it's a minyan, even though the nohug, people are definitely using these as minyanim for kaddish, for kedush, for everything, for kriyas Torah, and that's the minhag, shall we say, if you call that a minhag today. Rak upon him, the question is though, do we say then maybe that the mile of a sikin should be better? Because in other words, here it's questionable, at least there's some type of stuff, whether it's a minion or not. So maybe the minion of a seeking would be better. And furthermore, because l'chayra, besides, if you die in a seeking, so l'chayra, you also have the ma'ila b'zman shasim mispalim. Because I think even, certainly, as it is already today, there are minyanim, certainly v'sikin minyanim. I'm not mistaken, I think there was a Vesikin minion at the Kaisel. I think the whole time, I'm not sure. But Akapanim, they're definitely, today is definitely, you know, minyanim, whether they're minyanim that are following the guidelines or not following the guidelines, it's a different story. So maybe, you know, I want to be mishtat with such a minion, as much as him as Paul, don't know. I don't know if it's an Eis Ratzon with such a minion, but that's a very different question. So if you have a mile here of Bizman Shasim Mispalim, some you can even find minutes doing a Kilchase also. If you have a Shidam Vesikin, then you know that everyone's dying Vesikin at the same time. So You do have Rizman Shem Ispalim, and you have a Sikin. So Yesh Lestapik, is that maybe, was that better than davening one of these Repesim Yonim? I don't have a clear hachra on that. It was just a thought that came to my mind. Now, Derech Agav, in this halach with Manash Shasim Bespalim, so it's in Archaim, it's in Simitzadi, in Hostilis, in Siftes, it says, Yishtal Adam Bespal Beskinesim Atzibur, Dimu Onos, Sheni Yochalov Beskinesim, Yichav Lespal Beshash Shasim Bespalim. Dr. Amah, for them, they live in the villages, and there's no minyan, they should coordinate their davening time. It should be when the tzibur is davening. And the Mishmura says, in the summer, when people are being ma'achat tefillah shachris, and therefore, and you're not allowed to learn before davening, so therefore, he says, it's better down with the nets. And Kolishkin, he says, Kayoim, the Bekilas Gedoilis, Mispalim Takef Mishaheir Baiker, Imkay, Loilimu Bishashim Mispalim. He says, chances are that, you know, there are shuls, there are cities, the big cities that have Vesikim in Yonim. So, male, a guy's living in a little Darful, in a little village, and he doesn't want to have to wait until the nearby minion, the davening lake, so he should daven Vesikim, and he's going to have the Maila of Mishash Asim Mispalim anyway. So, Derech Agav, you see from here that in order to have Bizman Shasim Mispalim, it doesn't have to be a tzibah that you have shaykhis to. The Mishmur is saying clearly that since in the Kilis Gedoilis there are Vesikim Yonim, so you could shtel tzu to that, it's called Bizman Shasim Mispalim. Not like I think I heard on one of the Tomo Zoom Shurim. Someone said, not like that. No, it's not Rabbi Shurik. Anyway, okay. Okay, so next, I think we'll skip the next part with the one with Pluger. Oh. The Tzitz Eliezer brings down from the Ma'aser Rav. The Ma'aser Rav Nagoyin writes, Mispal Shachas Vesikin, you should daven in the Shachas Vesikin. However, provided they're doing with the minyan. So Gain says, I guess Gain is daven Vesikin, but the Shdafka have a minyan. It's mashma that it's clear in the Gain that even though you daven down Vesikin, it has to be with the minyan. It's mashma that the Tefillah B'Tzibur is Adif over Vesikin. Now, something to tell you, as a Chayshik Apella on the Berlacha, the Berlach is Nemzad of a Pashit, that Vesikin is Adif over, that the Vesikin is Adif over Tefillah B'Tzibur. It doesn't mean that he doesn't even name his Yachas to the guy. So, okay, so he brings up the Shver Pshat from the one of the Mepharshim, one of Tamid Agra, and the Ma'aser Rav, that he learns that the case of Yared Litvol, the Gemara says, Tumah Vesikin, and there the word asara. So Chayes, what is the going to do with that Gemara? There was a Mishmir has a good raya. You see, Vesikin if Vesikin is odd over Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're not having Tefillah B'Tzibur over there. So he says that the Gain's talking about. He makes a Shver Kimtin the Gain. The Gain's talking about a case where you're davening in shul, and the lach is you're not be makdim your Tefillah at Tzibur unless you daven with asara. So maybe that's what the Gain says, you daven in shul. So therefore, since it's going to be a minyan, you know, a few hours from now, I don't know, whenever, there's going to be a minyan coming up. So maybe over there, you need a tzibur because you daven in shul, you now be makdim. It's a very shver, ukimta, say the Gain's talking about dafka case, we daven in shul, and there's going to be a minyan afterwards. And besides, that's a malacha, that's called you can't start davening before the tzibur. Chayr, it's very shver because mechtesim, because the whole din of not davening before the tzibur is you're davening together with the tzibur and you jump ahead and you daven before them. Then it's a g'nai to the tzibur that you're davening before them. But there's no tzibur there b'chlal. You're just davening some random shul. Then the chayr shouldn't be any svar b'chlal. Okay. Now. A similar shaila we have, the Vitzla Petterberger is Dan, that if is better daven Tfil Betzibur before the nets, or to wait for the nets. But then I'll have Dan Bechidus. It was the opposite. Here, you know, the case over here is that you have a minion. Here you have a minion, but the minion is davening before the nets. And the shaila is, should you dive with the minion, or should you dive in nets? You know, here it's a shaila, but you have it, right? He's davening before the nets. But then you have a minion. Is that adif of a seeking? So he brings down that even though the Ramat's mashma that dying before nets is very b'diavad, but he writes that Ben Yochum says that the zman of Mishiyakir, which is after between Alois and nets, it says that's one zman of tefila. That's when zman tefila starts. A mitzvah mufchar to daven with the netzachama, and he writes that if you daven. So the Drisha explains Vedas the Ruchim as follows. This is three times. If you want to be Vesikin, the Medakim and Mitzvahs, then the best time is Davu the Nets. If you're not so Makbid, then you could Davu in Mishiyakir, L'chadchila. But the Ebed, Yaitzef Maman HaShachar. So Mael, Zekh to Yitzchak, that Yitzchak has a time like this, that he says there's no difference between davening Mishayakir and davening after the nets. The according to Ben Yeruchim, Ikr's man tefilas daven with the nets. Now, from Eliza Shachar, that's mamish b'diavad. But Mishayakir, that's a proper time. You're allowed to daven Mishayakir, unless you want to be from the Sikin. So Meili says, there's no difference davening before the nets, after Mishayakir, or davening after the nets. Either way, you didn't have the extra mile of the Sikin. But Mamai said, you're Yaitse. So Meili says, in that case, you should daven Tfilah B'Tzibur even before the Nets. He's arguing the Mishabur, Lagabe, Vesikin being Adif over Tfilah B'Tzibur. But Akapanim, so he has this interesting case, which is, you know, could be again in certain places, but they don't have any Miyanim. And in the case, sometimes when Nets is late, and the people that go to work, they daven before. What they call the terach minyanim, whatever. But the point is, so what do you do? So here, that's the psak of the Piyitzchak, and the Mitzvah Yitzchak as well brings down others like that. It's Susa Davram. However, Sternbuch, the Chumas and Hagis was asked this question, and he says that he wants Taina. Kids, he's been with Yitzchak, the whole thing. So he says like this, that he says, Batsam, it's all the daven, the daven with the nets. But if you're gonna, so then he's married to other daven with the nets, then to daven early, because he brings down from the Gain, from the Zayir, Kisarizal, that ikas man feels beyond after the nets, because the guess to the Gemara daf Gimel that the Gimel Mishmaris and the Shmayim they daf go from nets to Shkia and not from Alois. B'meila ikas man tefila. Is from after the nets, and therefore, by the nets, and therefore, you shouldn't daven nets b'yichides is adif than davening b'tzibur before the nets. However, he says interesting svara. He says though that says that in most places, tefil b'tzibur is something that people aren't so makbin on, and mainly says that if you can do that b'kvias, and it's gonna, you know, you have a month for a few months, right? When the nets is late, and you're gonna daven that b'kvias, it's gonna be gairim prikas all mitzvahs. Why? Because your whole davening Rabbi Dawud at Tzibur, you come to daven like a mensch, you daven, you kaddish, you kedusha, you start off your day like a mensch. But otherwise, if you start davening bichidas, who knows where that could lead you? And there's a pasha, you know, a different look at the whole thing, not so much from the strict halacha, but from the anhaga. He's saying that it's not a good anhaga, it's not a good idea to be kviyas, not to daven with a minion. And mainly, he says b'chay gavna, even though mikra din, it's better to daven the seeking that the daven b'tzibur before nets. But he says though, if it's going to be a long period, then you should. Okay, that's as far as tefillah. Tzibur versus Vesikin is concerned, and when do we say that, which one is bad? Now, another shayla that came up, that everyone talks about, and that is, what about the bracha achas mein sheva?
Rabbi,
which we say, yeah. Somebody has a question?
Rabbi,
yes?
Does Ramesha have thoughts for Ruva? It's Avi Goldenberg.
Avi, how are you?
Before nets, good. How are you?
What are you saying?
Have a tshuva about davening before net.
No.
Ramesh, a tshuva about before nets. If you're not davening at nets, then after alois before nets is the same as after nets.
Ramesh will say that. I know that's after alois before nets. You're not even from Mishiyakir. I don't remember. You seem to remember the tshuva. Believe it, I'll try to take a look. I'm saying Pri Yitzchak is saying that after Mishayakir, before Netz, is saying he's having after Netz. But even he says though that from Alois, that's already b'di'evit. Okay. Now the Baruch Achas Main, I'll try to track down Rav Moshe. Gabi Baruch Achas Main Sheva. Do we say this? Let's say we have a minion. any of these makeshift minyanim, whether it's your backyard, whether it's your mepesa, whether it's on the street. People have all sorts of, it's in your parking lot, all sorts of minyanim, you know, depending on which stage of opening up you are. so how much they're allowing or they're not allowing. But the point is, when you have one of these minyanim, a Friday night, tonight, do we say Birchas Mein Sheva? We say Birchas Mein Sheva. Now, the Maganov is the whole thing. So what's the Shaila? So like this, because Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samaches Yud, it says, Ein oim in brachas mein sheva the base chasanim vavelu. Kivan shekol atam b'miris brachazu mishum shamaachim shuli nizaykim. I read the con of mein sheva was really because he used to have the shuls in the out of the city and people would be stuck behind and they didn't want that to happen. Therefore, they were marach the tefillah a little bit and they had the brachas mein sheva. So meila. So it says the mechaber, but in when you have a minion for a sheva brachis or a minion in base of a leilenu, then since there's no svar of the people being ma'acher, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch that you don't say birchas mein sheva. Yeah, zok mishabura kol shkin oisim espalim leprok and minion abayis shlo yaimru. Birchas mein sheva. If you're diving at home, sometimes people can make a minion in their house and they shouldn't say mein sheva. Oh, but he says, but if there's a kviyas for kama yamim, the yesh sefer Torah etzlam, they have a sefer Torah. Can my viridim? They used to go to Leipzig, whatever, all the big cities. They used to go there for business, and the yirid was they were there for could have been there for a couple of weeks. And they used to have, you know, rent apartments, and they had a place that they a makeshift minion, but it was for that time it was a kriyas. So what do you do about main sheva? So then it says in Mishabura, he says if there's a kriyas for a kama yamin, and there's a sefer Torah, he adds that then diamond base a knesses kavua va'ayin. So chayra, if you have a kriyas to get minion, and you have a sefer Torah, it's mashu, you need a sefer Torah. So somebody's minyanim do have sefer Torah, and so over here I was wondering if the sefer Torah is not mamish, you know, where you're davening all the time. You know, the sefer Torah is in a house nearby. One of the houses has sefer Torah, and then when it comes on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos, they take the sefer Torah out for laney, but it's not there b'kviyas. I was misupik with Nasa Mishaburu when he says the Yirid, the Habba Sefer Torah, or does that mean that the Sefer Torah is always there, so that gives it a certain chashivas, he looks like a basic neses? But if you just bring out the Sefer Torah for laning, it's not in that room, the kviyas, maybe it doesn't have a Shem Sefer Torah, and maybe you wouldn't have, assuming even that this far of the Mishaburu would apply to our to these minyanim, which we'll see in a minute. It's not the push anyway. Yeah.
I mean,
is it? Yeah, Rebbe. Yeah.
Okay, somebody.
Yeah, you go.
Rebbe, is it considered a kviyas? If all of a sudden it shows up with them tomorrow morning, yeah, everyone would be
okay,
back in show.
Okay, so we'll get to this far as about that. Some want to say that, but the truth of the matter is, but between you, they're not opening up tomorrow morning. There's no one's waving the magic wand and Corona is going to disappear. Okay, you know.
It shows a lack in kviyas.
Again, but it's not, but it's impossible, but it's not going to happen though. Lemaisa, we're here, I don't know, hopefully sooner than later, but, you know, until they have a vaccine, or until whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that they're going to allow herd, whatever they call it, the immunity, whatever it is that they're going to open things up, but it's going to take time. So therefore, for now, this is the case. So this is just about, okay, now.
Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi, can I add something?
Yes.
Yeah. That over here, L'chaira, we could use the Minig Yerushalayim.
I'm getting there. Now, so the Luach Eretz Yisrael brings down that in Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, the Minig is to say, Berachas Achas Mein Sheva, even a Minyan is not Kavua. Okay, again, this will only help those of us that are in Yerushalayim. But for most of us here, at least today, we're not in Yerushalayim. But there's a shaila. Does that mean we discussed last week was with the Shem Zalman says it's Dafka the Ben Achaim, it's Dafka the old city because of the Kedusha it's considered like a Bez Kesel. Last week we discussed the Gabe Tachlin, right? The same shaila you have Lagabe Birchad Achaz Mein Sheva. Where the same minhag Yerushalayim or Shem Zalman again says daf in the old city, but b'shem Rabbi Yashiv, I saw in a few places that he said that even as long as it's within tchum you can walk there, then it's considered part of Yerushalayim, and at least if you minhag Yerushalayim, we'd say brachas achas mein sheva, even though it's not kavur. But in other places we don't have minhag Yerushalayim, so we have to be done. Does the svar of Mishaburu that he says by Yerid does that apply to Birchas Achas Mein Sheva. Now, so I saw from Ramadcha Karp in Yeret Sefer, he wrote the series of Hilchas Chag B'Chag, a very, very, very Gval Kesvarim. So he, someone sent me something, maybe the Shabbat HaGadol Drasha. So one of the things discussed was this, as most Rabbanim did in their Shabbat HaGadol Drashas. So he says that firstly he says you need Aron Kodesh like the Rivash. So I don't know, I looked at the Rivash that he quoted, some mem, I didn't see anything, any discussions about Aron Kodesh. Looked about Sefer Torah, I didn't see this tonight, maybe I saw it too quickly, I don't know. But I didn't say anything about Aron Kodesh. He says first he wants time, maybe you need Aron Kodesh. Then he says, even though Mishmur says that you read, you could say it because it's a mocking fias, but he says over there, it was more of Makom Kviyas, but here it's still called Arai. Because, okay, then he throws in, because it's a Tziruf of Yechida, maybe he's talking about the Minyanim where everyone's on their own Mepaset, and it's not Mamish, everyone in the same place. But if everyone's in the same place, then you wouldn't have that problem. Furthermore, he says that, again, the whole Sfar is because the Machrim to come to Shul. But he says that the whole Minyan is people that can't leave their house. Everyone's stuck. No one's going anywhere. And so therefore, Yichari don't have the Svara of the Machrim because no one's going anywhere. Everyone's exactly where they are to begin with. But I was wondering, and therefore you, Yichari, the whole Takana Mein Sheva wouldn't apply. Yichari is Shikapela. Because Mech Teisi, we say, because the time of the Minig is Batla over here, every single time you say the time of the Minig is Batla, you're not going to be Naik. Generally speaking, we say that the time is bottle, the minig is still not bottle, the halacha is still not bottle, the takan is not bottle. Hare haga ba'atzmecha. Yeah, that hare the ikka takana of Birchas Achmein Sheva shouldn't apply today b'chlal, because our shuls are not outside the city. All our shuls are in the city. So Mela, you go with that argument, then no one should ever say Birchas Main Sheva anymore. So therefore, the Chari is a Shrach argument. However, though, Maisi does bring down basically in the Chaber that says that we just said it before, that Chasan and Beis Ovel, you don't say it since the Maisa, there's no Chash of people getting stuck behind. So you see that Mechaber did go with this. So you have to know Menei Bei Taka, Manushach, why Bebeis Chasanim, we don't say it, but yet we do say it, even though today it's not Negev. The Maisa I found interesting, Birk Yasef, he's talking about the Tekan of Chazar Sashas and Kuch of Dalid. He says that even though the whole Tekan of Chazar Sashas shouldn't apply today. Why? Because today we're all Bekiyin, there are cloud. So Meil, he says, no, the Tekanah was Lois Azim Kaima, and he brings a raya from Birchas Achas Mein Sheva. He says, just like you find Birchas Achas Mein Sheva, that even though the time is not the gay, because in those days they had the shuls in the fields, and therefore it's not the gay to us, with Manazeh, but yet we say the Tekanah remains. Meil, he says, what did the Tekanah of Chazar Zashat? Now, so you might ask me, now, what about the takana of Mayim Megulim? Most people are not makbid on a Mayim Megulim. Most people are not makbid on Mayim Megulim. So the question is, why not? Why are we makbid? That since it was a chashash of nechashim, and we don't have nechashim by us, and therefore it's not a problem. So the question is though, but wouldn't it be, who cares if the reason is bottled? The tchanish should still be kayim. And Maisa could do with the guy was very makpid. The guy said other reasons. They said even though Chazal gave one reason, al nechashim, but every tchanah Chazal could have numerous other reasons as well. However, though it's interesting, the guy in the Bir Hagra, Dafka explains the Mechaber, and he says that even though the time we don't say about the Takana, says the Gain, but over here we see in the Etzim Takana, they took into consideration that when the time doesn't apply, the Takana doesn't apply. For example, that already Medina the Gemara says Yayim Mevushal, there's no Chash, because the Nechashim, I guess, don't like Yayim Mevushal, the Besser mentioned. So Mela, the takana. So we see that the initial takana was only b'chiyah gavne d'zachshash. The mail of his mana said we don't have nechashim. Therefore, that explains mechaber of the mat. Now, but the gavne is whole birchas main sheva shayla. So the question is whether we could use the mishnah brura gavne yirid and apply that to here and say this is called the kviyas, because the ma'aseh we're here not for the short term. So I just saw today, Punk, that Ruben sent out a share on this. And he brought down over there a chidah. The chidah brings down a shut based David. That it was a case, it was a magay fataka. And they ran from the city to the kfarim, to the villages. And because of the magay, yeah. And so the question was, there was a magay. So the question was, do they say Birchas Mein Sholosh? So there he said that wasn't considered a kviyas. Now, okay, so I don't know if necessarily he have to be mine. What does he say to Gabi the Yerid? I don't know. But so Ruben, because I wanted to say that we shouldn't say Mein Sheva in these Minyanim, because that makes it a lack of kviyas, maybe like David Sfar early on, that since it's only until the Megeva passes, by definition, it's Arai, different than the Yerid, where this is where you are right now, and that's what you're doing, and therefore it is a Kviyas. Although, I don't know, maybe can Mechalbin case of the Beis David, that maybe over there, they might say they left the city, they ran away from the city, the Mamish on the run, so maybe that itself makes it more of an aray. But if you're in your own home, and you're in your own courtyard, in your own parking lot, so maybe over there, since there is a kvias over there, and you know some of these places already, you know, it's ready mesuder, they have, you know, it's ready, so you know it's a kvias already. So maybe the tushtel to the based off, it might not be a tushtel, but I don't know. I don't have a clear achra on this. Maybe we'd say Safek Brachos Lachol, and you know, since there are Stodim over here, there are Rabbanim that say you shouldn't say it, even though, you know, to me it's not so sure that the Tushtel to the Yirid, it's not a good Tushtel, but Akapanim, these are the issues over here. Okay. Okay. Now another question that came up, related question, and that is: do we say Yikum Purkan in a non-tfir in bechidus? We don't in bechidus. Here's not sure if you have some type of minion. Here to the shayl is: if you don't have a minion, do you say Yikum Purkan? Now. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that ein l'stal b'chidus v'loshen arami. You don't dive in Aramaic tefillas that are in loshen aramish. You don't dive in b'chidus. And the reason is because the Malchei Sharis, you need the Malchei Sharis to help you bring your tefillas in. Meila, and the Malchei Sharis don't deal with Aramaic aramis. He says though, but Tzibur, you don't need the Malach, and therefore you go straight to Hashem. You have a direct in over there, and therefore you don't have to worry about the fact that it's Aramaic. Now, says Shulchan Aruch, a practice that you could say even in Aramaic, in Rami. And therefore, if a person has Marsha at the end of davening, he has his private bakashas, he doesn't have to say dafka in Lashon Kodesh, you could say it in whatever mamalashon is his mamalashon. Now, he says Mishabur, Vasi Shapi Mashayim Yikum Purkan, Rebuk Shemei, Betzibur, Blashon Aramis. Says Mishabur, so, you know, since Betzibur, there's no problem with saying bakashas, which is Lashon Aramis. So Meila, now we can understand the two tefillas we say in Shul and davening in Lashon Aramis, which is Bruch Shemei, and Yikum Purkan B'tzibur. So if a guy's dying b'chidus, then he can't say Yikum Purkan, and he brings the raya to that effect from the Or Zeruah. Now, and so the Mishmur says you can't say any Yikum Purkan, Shum Yikum Purkan. Yeah. However, in the Shari Ephraim Margolis, there he writes, "Mispal biyachid yai merakas yikum purkan arishay." I mean, there's makaris from the kitzur shalot, and if you look in the Sidurim, a lot of them bring down the Tumen Hagim, the Shari Ephraim. It says that for some reason, the first one you could say, the first yikum purkan, which to me, I have no clue about that. I think actually before Pesach, someone I think sent me some hayrois from Shmuel Kamenetsky, what to do in these times, and I think he said that the first Yikum Purkan, you do say, me and I was Shekopel at the time, then I did a little bit, then I found, then I got to this Shari Ephraim, the Shari Ephraim is a heavy hitter. And therefore, even though Mishmur says not to say any of them, but if somebody wants to be Samech on the Shari Ephraim and say the first one, then definitely Yesh Al Milismoch, even though Misfara, I haven't seen any Sfara why it should make a difference. Okay.
What about Kagav on the Friday night? Or is that just a Zahir, so it's not about him?
Kigavna is not a tefillah. It's just a shtukah from the Zayah. That shouldn't be a problem. The problem is only a tefillah. Okay, because in Kumpurkum, we there's bakashas over there. Kigavna, I don't believe there's bakashas, even though I haven't said kigavna too many times in my life. But I don't think there's bakashas there. Okay. Yeah.
I kind of like froze for a second, but did we talk about the parts of Valtiyun? That are Aramaic? Yeah.
No, we didn't talk about that.
Are they part of Tila? Are they considered?
Okay, I don't remember now. I'll look at that. I don't remember now. I'll take a look at that. Yeah, okay. Remind me next week if in case I forget. Okay. Now another question that came up in Shir this week. Before Shir, I drank a cup of water and made a bracha, and Avi over here answered Amen. I told him, I asked him, was he allowed to do that or not? Okay. So here is a question, and like you know, there's a lot going on these days on Zoom. I think the only company that's doing well these days because of the crisis is Zoom. But so the question is, what's the din lagabe answering amen? Some people have like, if you say people would have a minion. So again, I want to make something very clear. You cannot have a minion on Zoom. Dahainu, you have 10 people all together on the screen. That's not going to make a minion. You can't say Dovah Shebekdush because of that. The only shaila would be if you have 10 people in a minion, 10 people in a room, and there are other people that are zooming in, can they answer Amen? Can they answer Kedusha? Can they answer Kaddish? Etc. Baruch Hu, etc. The same shaila would be, some people have minyanim. I know it was cool for my son was listening on the radio. They have a minyan in Kol Chai, whatever it was, they have a minyan, and a minyan in the studio. And then it's broadcasted. The question is whether you can answer Amen. So the truth of the matter is, on the radio, it's a little bit worse because the radio, there is a there's a period, a time period that they, whatever they call it, in case someone says something they're not supposed to say, so they're able to shut them up. So there's a period of time between when it's being said over there and you're hearing it. So therefore, that might be worse. Because there's a whole shaila over here with the Zoom, which we're able to answer Amen. Really, the shaila comes from, we're assuming, Batsam, that you're not yaitza with what's said on Zoom, what's said on the radio. Like Rosh Zalman said, it's not your voice, even though Moshe was musubik about it. But I think most Paiskim would say that you cannot be yaitza on Zoom, you cannot be yaitza on the radio. Elamai, what's the shaila answering Amen? The shaila is like the Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. The Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, Marantz in Sukkah tells us, it was a huge shul, and they used to wave the flag, and the people would know where they're up to, and they would answer Amen, and obviously the Kaddish Kedusha as well. So therefore, that's the question over here. Can you answer? Because the pshat is that you know that someone just answered Amen. Someone just said Kaddish, someone just said Baruch Hu, yes.
Someone that doesn't have super fast internet can't, like, if his computer is 2 seconds behind, can't answer me.
Okay, so I think it's discussed later on this year, but if you want, we'll jump to it now. And that is that.
And that's the same thing as radio.
I'd seen, exactly. So, and Echanami. So, I'd the shot like this. The Mishabura talks about Techte Dibur. Yeah? Mishmur talks about Tarech Dibur. So, Tarech Dibur. In Tzukuch of Dal, by the Sugi of Amin Yisayim, Mishmur says that the Mechabit, they have to answer Miyad, based on the Vudraham. And the Mishmur says that there has to be Tarech Dibur. The Ni has to be Tarech Dibur. So even though I saw B'Shem Vadi Yosef that it's not a problem, you can answer Amin from radio, even though there is a break, maybe even 30 seconds it was when I saw B'Shemai, you could still say Amen. So the truth of the matter is, though, it's not so posh, because that Mishabura that says Tech Dibur is coming from Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim Pimgadim is talking about he says that the Tech Dibur, but the Beralacha explains over there. He's tiny because he says very interesting because the Lashon, the first of the Avudraham is that Lach Zman Neruba, says the Avudraham. Shasima Bracha on Amen Al Das Ayse Bracha. Because Mashu, he said Lach Zman Neruba doesn't sound like Tumat Tech Dibur. So the Beralacha is Dan Barichas over there where the Pimgadim is coming from. Agaparim, the Achra of the Beralacha is not so Pashit. The Mishmur say the Tech Dibur is not so Pashit. The steam was of Udraham, which is the marker of that, says the Mechaber says Miad doesn't say Techli Dibur, but God learns Techli Dibur, so it's really not so partial. But Kaparim, the Mishvura, before the Beralacha, Mishvura says Ini Techli Dibur, that's Pimgadim. So therefore, if it's more Techli Dibur, it's really not so partial. Now,
maybe the Shia,
Do they actually have this break going during the Minyanim? Like, are they afraid of someone saying Amen in the wrong spot?
What do you mean?
Meaning, maybe by the Minyanim.
When they have the Shuruchai? I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know what the answer is. But
maybe the Shia Tech Le'Dibur is from the moment that you hear it, not from he says it. So when I hear it, I have a chiv to say Amen.
But you're not hearing it. You just know that it was said. One second. You're not hearing it. You know that it was said. So let's say you know the guy.
This is an echo. Yeah, they wave the flag. That's an echo.
One second, he waved the flag after Techli Dibur. Yeah, that's when I found out about it after Techli Dibur. You're not going to say that you could still say Amen because it's Techli Dibur when I found out about it. The waving the flag has to be immediately. Although the Mishmur does say it doesn't have to be Techli Dibur of when it was said. If there are other people that answer Amen, you have a domino effect. And you could still say Tachdib of the last guy. Okay, so now Lagabe the shayla of the Zoom business. It's like this. So this question is, Nika shayla is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch in Nun Hey Chaf. It says Hayu Yasar B'Machim Echad V'Ayim Kaddish of Dusha Afil Mishena Imahem Yochel Anas. Yeah, some say that between you and the one that's making the bracha, there can't be any tzaya or avodah zara. So the problem is between between whoever's hosting the Zoom meeting and 6,000 miles away, wherever country the guy is listening, or even if the guy, you know, the radio station is, you know, somewhere else in the part of the city, chances are there might be tzaya between. So that's the question is, can you answer Amen because the problem of tzaya between? So the, okay, so Shulchan Aruch about Ma'arich, the Mishabur El-Maisa says, so since the Shulchan Aruch said, Yesh Aymer, right? He says, if even someone's not there, you can answer. Yesh Aymer, there shouldn't be mafsik, tzaya. So the Mishbur says, this is a Yesh Aymrim. Mashma, that's not so posh, only says Yesh Aymrim. So mainly says, he was right from the Ramah, that he argues, and therefore he says, the Chayadim says, Yesh Me Rabba Kedusha, you can answer, because since it's only Pesukim. But Baruch Hu, he says, you shouldn't answer, that's not Pesukim. So Meila, Lefizeh, L'chayra, we would say, L'gabe is a Zoom minion, then the Mishmur says that we the Chayadim, Kalayim the Chayadim, that as long as, you know, Baruch maybe not, but everything else, you should be able to say. Now, the question is like this. So the Rav Adi Yosef in Chavadas, he says a Svara, he brings down the Gain. The Gain, the Ma'aser Rav, the guy in the Ma'aser Rav says like this: the bias, the bias, Shmei Kadosh Kedusha, Amen, Yochalanis, and Matzibur. Afilu Kishesh Metayim, Hefsek Shel Tinayfis, Ayavay Zara, Kivanch Einay Raya. So he learns that the guy is telling us Bichidish. Dave, listen good, because it's not like I told you last time. That the Rav Yosef learns that the guy is saying that that as long as you don't see it, then even the Yesh Ayin that says the problem is not a problem. And here I saw that in the Avnei Yashvei, the fine handler, he has a tshuva about this, and he says that how does Rabbi Yosef know that the Goyim, maybe the Goyim's passing like the first sheep did, that not like the Yesh Ayin, that's not a problem to begin with. So how do you know? The Goyim says, the bias and bias is not a problem because you're not seeing it. Now, if you see it, it's always a problem seeing the tzayt. So, but the fact that that should be mafsik, maybe doesn't hold it a whole halacha b'chlal. So Melo, what's your raya? He says that Rav Yosef saw it and they had a masa matan about it. But he says that, you know, neftes to bring this guy in because the pashas, I guess, would be, you know, you read the machaber, see, and if you don't see it, and still the Yesh Ayin, that's a problem. It's a different one house to another. Mechtes, the machaber is talking about that. The guy learned the machaber is talking about dafka when you see it. It doesn't make any sense. El my pashas says he's right. And the guy maybe is not pashas the Yesh Ayin. Al kaponim. So he says, therefore, that's a mishapask like the mishabura. However, he writes at the end that Goyin Echad Shlita, which I assume as usual it means Rabbi Asher, that he told he paskin he can't answer. And he said he has svara that it's different than the case over there where you're hearing it from a different house. So he says you know Shaykh is Bakhlaut, what's going on the radio, no Shaykh is, or maybe Zoom, you have more of a Shaykh, you see them, I don't know. Rabbi Asher was pre Zoom era. But he says it will be daima if you get a telegraph, yeah, or in modern you get a text message, you get a WhatsApp, you get an email that on this hour someone's gonna say a bracha 6,000 miles away, yeah, and this time someone's gonna make a bracha. Can you answer amen because you know someone's making a bracha over there? You don't hear anything. You don't hear. Just someone told you that someone's gonna make a bracha at 12 o'clock, so you can answer amen. So Rabbi Asher said they're not. So Meila, so Rasha says that you can't, you know, for radio and all these things, you can't answer amen. Lamaisa, I don't know what to say because, you know, definitely someone that wants to answer amen kedusha, yesh al milisma, but, and that was the Avni Yashve is anocha pshuta, that it's daimit to Alexander Shemitzrayim, that's Chayr Pashtis. Unless you have this Svar of Yashiv, that it's not, and therefore, if someone wants to be Chayr Shavil Shittis, so again, someone that wants to make a Zichri Yeshon Mislach, you want to be Chayr Shavil Yashiv, it's also good.
Now, the Rebbe say Amen?
What?
Would Rebbe say Amen?
Me, myself? I don't know. I think not.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Did we talk about a difference in like satellite connection? That's not traveling straight across that way. This way it's going up then down.
I don't think that should make a difference. I don't know what straight across.
I remembered like we talked about that during the show.
But then we had the what's the name? It doesn't make a difference. We had the Michal Salazar that says that since the sound is going through the telephone poles and therefore it's a mal me'asara, it's not a problem of the hefsek of the tzaya. So the person didn't go with that, and it doesn't make a difference if it's satellite or telephone poles. Either way,
that's what I was going on when I said Amen. That's what I
said. I got you. Okay. Now in the parasha starts off second parasha B'chaysai B'chays Telechu, famous Rashi says Yochal Ze Kima Mitzvus Shuaymer Es Mitzvaysai Tishmayru Harikim Mitzvus Amar. So, what's this psah? M'chayis telechu. Why is that telling me a mails b'tayr? So, there's a famous Taz in Simon Mem Zayin, Hilchos Brachos Taira. And he says, Shem Diran, that it's talking about the Brach of Lasik, the Reseira. It's talking about the Shema. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Mia Shechacham, Chulu. The Gemara says, Ma'idich Siv, Mia Shechacham, V'yoven Ezois. Asher Dvar Pi Hashem Elov V'yagida. Hama Av Da'aretz. Why was there the Chorban? Gemara's davar initial chacham nudimim malchisharis. No one knew the answer until Kadosh Baruch Hu himself came and told us, revealed the secret. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'yayim Hashem al ozem es teirasi sheresati lifneiem v'leishamu b'kayli v'leiholchu ba." V'leishamu b'kayli holchu ba. Zok v'taz hainu tzvak Gemara hainu leishamu b'kayli hainu leholchu ba. Same thing. Amarav shleibirch b'tarit chil. Famous Gemara that in the Dharma that shleibirch b'tarit chila. That's why the Churban came. Says the Taz. So what does it mean? Shleiholchu ba. Shleiholchu ba. Hiluch atayr. Shatayr miskayim elami shemay misatzme aleh. So the whole chuba means that was your whole going, your whole metzias and your whole everything. What you're doing, your whole walking, your whole everything is tayr. You didn't just sit there in your armchair and learn. It was a halicha of Torah, which was, says the Taz, symbolizes the being Isaac, the pilpul, umasamatan shel Torah, and he quotes our pasuk, like it says, m'chukai se teleichu, she amash etil meil m'tayra. He says, m'ashenken oisam, shalayim de m'tayra m'tayich oynig, v'einim yigayim ba, ein atayra m'skayem es etzlam. That's why the Navi used the pasuk, the lashon leholchuba. That's really a reference to b'chayset eleichu, which means that the amelus of the Torah and by the churban leholchuba, says like the Taz shleholchu shleosku behilchas haTorah balichas haTorah derech masam matin shel pilpul hamisyachis lalicha. And that's what it means lebrocha b'Torah tchila, because they didn't say the bracha of lasik b'Torah Torah. Because the bracha of lasik b'Torah implies the asik b'Torah, and you have to work on it, and the amelus, and the applying yourself and pushing yourself. That's what it was that they were missing. Now, if you look at the array, very interesting. It's not just a samayla of amelus b'Torah. He says the ikar mitzvah talmud Torah is mechayiv amelus. He writes talmud. You have to learn, you have to work hard to understand what you're learning. And just take it easy, sit back, and okay, you have a superficial understanding of what you're learning. That's missing in the very essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Now, if you look at the Hemshech and Rashi, Rashi is an unbelievable thing. When it says, and the Hemshech of the Pesukim says, it's like Rashi, Atayali Machem Began Eden. I will go amongst you. Says Rashi, what does that mean? I will be metayel with you in Gan Eden like one of you. If you start off the process of b'chayset heleichu, shetu amel b'tayra, kaviyachol, you're going to be metayel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden, ke'echod mekem, and you're not going to be shook up from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be chilling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not going to be mamish shaking your pants. Yochol, leitiru b'meni. I would think there's not going to be any year at all. Okay, you're not going to be mizdazeya. You're not going to be mizdazeya, but maybe there's not going to be any year either. Tamulaymer v'yisim v'yisim lachem le'lakim. And therefore, okay, I'll be metalu you b'gan Eden, but there will be some type of year. So no rice. What's going on? Pilaplayim. It says, "What does that lead to? What does that lead to?" It leads to a matziv of atayli machem gan eden vaytiu mizdazim mimenu ad kedei kach that those that have a mina the Chazal to tell us yochel vaytiu mimeni. I would think that this you're on a madrega. You're on a madrega. The amelus b'tayra put you on such a madrega. Kaviyochel you walk with Kadosh Baruch Hu and there's no yira. There's no yira. So it says nay. He says, no. Kamash one, no. The pasuk says, V'yisim lechem lelakim, saif kasaif, kashbaruch is kashbaruch. At the point where you see the gevaldika school of the Gvaldika Aliyah, what can happen to a person who's on Batayra. Now, in the situation that we're in, the times that we're in, it's really difficult to be on Batayra. So even on the yeshiva, we have the shurim, we have the breakout rooms, we have, you know, we have meshivim, we have myself, we go around and try to, it should be stark. But Saif Kosaif, you know, you're sitting there, you know, you're sitting there in your t-shirt, you're sitting there, I don't even see if it's top up, I don't see what's going on below. But, you know, it's you know, it's not exactly the same as sitting in yeshiva, as sitting in Miss Medrash. You know, some of the Zoom participants on Miss Medrash, but Al Kapanim, but for most of us, the singing, you know, you can be sitting on the recliner, you can be sitting on the easy chair, you can be sitting on the couch, and it's definitely more of, shall we say, could be more of a chilled matzah. But as we see in the Yerayim, a male's b'tayr is not a privilege. Male's b'tayr it's a machayev to become b'tayr. And on them, you're missing the very essence of Talmud Torah. You're missing the very essence of Talmud Torah. And certainly, all the Gvaldika schools, the Gvaldika milas of Atayla Eschem Gan Eden, that you only have with Amelis. So Agam, it's taka hard, in such a matzav to really be on the Torah. To mamish, put your head to it and schwitz on the Baal Mar, schwitz on the Machamis, schwitz on the Rashba. And push yourself until you mamish get every nuance, every clair, every dig in the Balmar, until you get it straight. And Emerson, you know, let's not forget that we're in Sirius Eimer, and although, you know, Shavuos is around the corner in a few weeks, we're gonna have Kabbalah Zatayra. So even though we're not in yeshiva, where we have the natural stress, the natural achdus, and the working together towards the gvaldika goal of Kabbalah Zatayra. You don't have that energy that you have in the yeshiva, the energy you have in the tzibur. But Saif Kosaif, Kabbalah Zatayra is coming, and we need to work on that. We need to work towards that goal, and therefore, you know, from Tara Agra, even though, you know, in the normal circumstances, maybe it's a little easier to be on Batayra. It's easier to attain those madregas of Amelus and pushing yourself. But so Adraba, from Tara Agra, Adraba, if a person takes the challenge and Dafka, when it's difficult, it's much harder to be on Batayra, it's much harder to be a gay, it's much harder to really put yourself into it when you're a matzav, when you don't have all the normal props that you have and the normal energy they get from yeshiva. But adarabba, if even b'chiyah gavna, you push yourself and not just in echos, also in tamus, you know, the starim are shorter. Just, you know, I don't know what's, you know, the night seder. There's no official night seder. Because the time, obviously, the times can't work out. But adraba, make sure you make yourself a night seder. Chaz Asher, do something else. You learn something else. But you have to. We have to push ourselves, even though it's a difficult situation. But we have to show Hashem that even though it's difficult, still we're going to push ourselves. And Meilov, with that, Taka will come in a few weeks. We'll come to Shavuos, Mishtaka Bezeicha to Gvald Kabbalah Zatayr.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos, Rebbe.